This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Well, thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation, and it is time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bassick. Here he is.
All right, so the general manager's meetings are taking place right now in Orlando, Florida. And ESPN.com polled 40 of the general managers slash assistant GMs, baseball operation people, and scouts. So they get 40 pretty important people running organizations, and they say, hey, we have these 9 questions we want to run by you, and we'd love for you to give us an answer on it. So they say, okay. Number 6 is where I'm going to go to on this list, because I teased what Ranger, kind of what free agent stud they're going to get. And it's a guy that I haven't thought about because I just don't think the Rangers are going to have enough money for. But the industry is thinking that Jake Arrieta will end up with the Texas Rangers. Now, this is a starting pitcher. He hasn't been that great. He's been like Yu Darvish. I put him in the good category. The last 2 years, he's been a good starting pitcher. In 2015, he's arguably the best starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. Now, they have this response as where he will sign as a free agent. 10 of the people said he will be a Texas Ranger. That's the leading place he will go. 5.5 say he will go back to the Cubs. And when I say a half, they can say, well, 50-50. I think 50% he's going to end up with the Cubs. Or here comes another team here. The Phillies have 4.5. So a 50-50 guy said it'll either be the Cubs or the Phillies. 3.5 say the Dodgers, 3 say the Angels, 3 say the Mariners, 2 say the Yankees, 1 say the Braves, and we go, you know, on the little ones. But it says the industry love for the attributes are 2 factors for the Rangers. 1, Texas needs pitching help, and the other one is Arrieta grew up, went to Plano East, and then went to TCU. So the 2 locations that seem like prime Arrieta fits have yet to generate much traction. While the Angels appear to make some sense, their general manager comments that he'll focus on offensive upgrades and roll with the current group, which has their pitching staff here, the Angels pitching staff. The Phillies also could use a veteran arm to slot with Aaron Nola atop their rotation. But president of baseball operations there say that they're going to dismiss the big free agent acquisition as a cure-all when they're trying to really build a team. Also, the Phillies would lose their 2nd overall pick. Phillies, I don't know exactly where they're picking, but I bet it's top 5 in the draft. So they would lose the 5th overall pick in the 2nd round, which I did earlier in Baseball Nuggets a week or so ago on why teams like that might shy away from signing one of the big 9. This would be a big 9 for a Texas Ranger, which would mean you would immediately lose $500,000 to give to Shohei Ohtani.
But worth it, probably. If you can get Arrieta, you would do that no problem, because that $500,000 probably isn't a deal breaker with Ohtani, right?
I don't think it would be either. So this is just, it's interesting that Arrieta, the people that run organizations are saying, boy, if I had to guess, I would guess he's going to the Texas Rangers. Because
does that mean they think we got money to spend? Or are they not factoring that?
I think it means they would know. That they're saying that this will be the Rangers' move, that they think that Arrieta, obviously, maybe they've heard also from the agent that Arrieta might, if it's not staying with the Cubs, would like to come back and pitch for his hometown team.
That would be awesome. Jeff, that's exciting to me, like talking
Heck
about
yeah.
this. It'd be one thing if it was a writer that was kind of throwing darts at a board and trying to sprinkle things around and get clicks from fan bases and whatnot. This sounds much more scientific.
Yeah, these are GMs and assistant GMs saying this is where they think.
Like when you say like he was good a year ago, like this was his really down year, and it was a 3.5 ERA.
Right.
Like, that's a bad year for Arrieta. Yeah. Yeah, I'll take it. Sign me up.
Yeah,
how much do you think it is?
I would say, how old is he, Jeff?
31.
31. I would say 5 years, $125 million is probably what you're looking at, somewhere around that range. I think if you got lucky, you could get him at 5 at like 110 or 115. And I think if it goes over $25 million a year, I bet the Rangers wouldn't sign him. But that was just really fun to read today. Now, I'm going to move on to another one. So let's just say the Rangers hit the home run. They get Arrieta. Now, could they get the grand slam? because it says here on number two question, which team will Shohei Ohtani be playing for on opening day 2018? The Rangers come in third place here.
Dang it.
Okay. They have the Yankees as number one, tied with the Dodgers. So what's interesting here is general managers are also saying, or assistant GMs, we don't think it also has to be that he has to be a designated hitter, because they're putting 7.5 votes go to the Yankees, 7.5 votes go to the Dodgers. So they split first place here on the GM, assistant GM votes.
Could he go play first base for the Dodgers?
They have Cody Bellinger, just rookie of the year.
That'd be a problem.
So I don't think so there. Obviously, he would hit when he pitches, but and then he could be a pinch hitter off the bench. You could use him as a pinch hitter for all your other needs, but he wouldn't be considered getting your three or four at-bats that he wants every, you know, probably 3 days out of the five-man rotation.
And he gets a pure choice, right, on which team he goes to?
He can choose whatever team he wants to choose. Now, coming in third here are the Rangers with 5 votes. Now, coming in fourth here is interesting. It's tied with the Mariners because the Mariners have had Ichiro, and they've had a closer in their career.
Iwakuma.
And then they've had
Sasaki.
Yeah, so they have a history of getting Japanese players to come to Seattle. So what would be interesting here is they do have in your division the Mariners right behind you. They have here the Nippon Ham Fighters with 4 votes. Now, he did say, Jerry Krasnick, who did this poll, did it about a week ago, right before all the GMs went to Orlando. And he even talks about in his article here on this response is some of the general managers, based off of what they were hearing a week ago with the rules, saying Ohtani might not come over here because the Players Association wouldn't allow it. Now, that still could be the case, but since then, you've had him sign with an American agency. You've had him say Ohtani's had been quoted saying, I'm going to play next year in Major League Baseball. So those 4 votes, you just wonder now, taken about 4 or 5 days later, the poll, would these 4 general managers, assistant general managers, still say he's going to go back to Japan? I would say no, so I don't know where those 4 votes would go. But
seems pretty solid. It's heading the direction he's coming.
Yes, and that he's coming. And then in the article, it does say that the Rangers, as kind of a little bit of a dark horse, do have a great track record in Asia and have always been highly regarded. They're ahead of the curve on Ohtani. So that's a quote on the Rangers on how they could possibly, I think, steal him away from the Yankees, because I really think that's the team you're headed towards. The other thing, too, I saw a deal on asking the Yankees general manager, would you move Gary Sanchez, their stud catcher, really stud hitter, would you move him to DH next year because he struggles so much behind the plate? And the general manager's response was, hell no, exclamation point. So DH is somewhat open in New York, too. So Ohtani could go to New York, be one of their starting pitchers, and they're keeping that DH spot open. It sounds like for Ohtani to do it 2 or 3 times through a 5-man rotation.
We really need to hear that, like, Ohtani loves guns or something. Barbecue, guns, fishing. Is there something that Texas can get an upper hand on?
I don't know. In this situation, it would be maybe more playing time and, honestly, less stress. If you'd like for it to be a less stressful situation, we can offer you this. New York can't offer you. You're going to have to come there and take them to the World Series or you're a bust failure. I don't know if you'd be considered a bust failure in Texas. We love you, Darvish, kind of. That's a tough one, right? But for the most part, the media really likes you, Darvish. You, Darvish, still talks to Evan Grant and stuff like that. And if he was in New York and spent 6 years there and his career went like that in New York, would the New York Yankee media and fans like you, Darvish? I think they'd consider him a big flop failure if that was his time in New York.
Man, it's not just baseball. You could come here and be horrible and be anonymous because you have to do something else for the media to dig into you. If you're just bad, they're going to leave you alone.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's a pretty big advantage for if players are looking for, man, I want to make sure I have a quality of life and I don't feel like I'm constantly being persecuted.
Yeah. And then the last one I wanted to get to, number five here, what kind of impact will Yu Darvish's World Series performance have on his next contract? They gave the general managers three answers. They gave A, zero, it was only two starts. B, somewhat, it's a caution flag. Or C, substantial, he bombed twice on baseball's biggest stage. Here were the responses. You had 23 say somewhat that this will affect his free agent status. 13 say it's going to have a substantial impact on giving him a big contract. And then 13 said zero impact, 3 said substantial. So I really effed that one up good.
Yeah,
different Nuggets. Opinions.
23 somewhat, 13 zero impact, 3 say a substantial impact, and 1 had no opinion on it. So that's kind of where Yu Darvish stands with general managers and assistant general managers on what they saw in the World Series.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.